My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date's 17th of August 2009. The time is 5:21 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name is Avril Clues. I'm 54 years old and I come from Newcastle-under-Lyme in Staffordshire on the edge of the Potteries.
How are you?
Okay. Scared.
Anything in particular that you're worried about, scared about?
I'm just not quite sure what it'll feel like being on such a small platform up so high. I'm okay with heights normally, but with it being so small, just like a dinner table, I don't know. And I'm not quite sure, you know, how you deal with the crowd, or if you deal with them at all, or better just to pretend they're not there. Don't know.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me? What's on your t-shirt?
I'm wearing a Children's Society t-shirt, so it's got the Children's Society logo on, and it's a very deep purple, which I didn't realise till I got it today.
Can you tell me why the Children's Society is something that's dear to your heart?
I think it was about 6 years ago now, I was asked to become the Children's Society collector for our church, and I took that over, and I've looked at their website and seen all the stuff they do, and you know, I'm interested in the things that they're spending their money on, so I have these people who put all their small change in collecting boxes for me, and we raise about £600 a year.
Where do you just send the collecting boxes out?
It's just people in my church that have them. There's a few people who don't belong to the church who have had them from friends. And I just collect them back in once or twice a year. And when they're full, if it's just 2p's and 1p's, it will be about £5 or £6. But some people put, you know, the small silver stuff in as well, and then they can be up to sort of £15 in a box. So it mounts up over a year. Because I've got about 45 people who have boxes for me.
Why did you want to get involved in that?
In
collecting?
What, for the Children's Society? The lady who asked me, I mean, she was getting quite elderly, and she desperately needed somebody to take over from her, and it was something that the church didn't want, you know, to stop happening. So I just thought, well, it's something. I tend not to volunteer for things, but if somebody asks me and it's something that I believe, then I'll do it. So, but I have to have my arm twisted a bit. But I'm usually quite willing once I'm asked.
Did it take a lot of persuading to get you to do this?
Not a tremendous amount of persuading, no.
Had you heard of the Children's Society before you started doing the collecting?
Not a lot, no. No, I mean, I'd seen the lady sitting in church and people bringing her boxes to empty, but I hadn't really inquired what it was all about. But
could you tell me a little bit about your church?
About my church? Crikey, it's called St. James the Great Church, and it's in a part of Newcastle-under-Lyme called Clayton, because we're up on a hill that's built of clay, so all our gardens are very hard to dig. A church that was built in the 60s, I think, so it's quite a modern design with a big green pointy roof, very all the people who live in the area know our church because it's so unusual looking. It does cost a lot to keep, to, you know, the upkeep of the church. My husband's a church warden, so we're finding out now how expensive it is to keep a church like that going, just because the structure probably looks very nice, but you know, it needs a lot of maintenance. So it's got a copper roof, that's what makes it stand out, big green pointy copper roof. We've got about 100 people who attend regularly on a Sunday, and all sorts of, you know, organizations and groups that go on during the week. We've got a lady vicar called Nita, and she's been with us for quite a few years now.
Have you always lived there?
We moved to Clayton in 1981 when my eldest daughter was born. We've been there ever since. In two different houses, but still in Clayton.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Clayton? What kind of place is it?
It used to be a little village on its own, and the sort of big house in the centre of the village is now the high school where I work. That was called Clayton Hall, and our school is named after the hall. So that's sort of the village grew up round the hall, I think. But of course now, with all the building, we're now part of Newcastle-under-Lyme. There are houses all the way into the town centre now.
How old's the school?
I'm not quite sure. It was a girls' grammar school. And before it was a girls' grammar school, it was actually used as a navy base in the war. It was called HMS Daedalus. The original hall building was all painted in camouflage during the war, and then there was sort of sailors based there, even though where we live is actually about the furthest you can get from the sea. but it was a naval base in the war.
Why did they choose to put a naval base there?
I don't know. But after that, it became the grammar school, the girls' grammar school, and now we're an ordinary high school with boys and girls.
Can you tell me a bit more about your role at the school? What do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant. The children are 11 to 16. I work for the special needs department. And so I used to get sent into all different subjects to help any children that needed particular help. Just recently we've had to specialise in our favourite subject, which for me was maths. So now I tend to go into mainly math lessons. And again, I'm sent into the groups where we know we've got, you know, the sort of mainly the weaker children. So I don't have to be exceptionally good at maths, but good enough to help them. And that's my role. I don't actually teach. I don't stand at the front of the class, but I help out in the class. I've been there for 15 years now.
What are you going to do with your arm on the plinth?
I'm going to talk about my school a little bit because they were the first people I turned to when I found out I'd got a place on the plinth, and then they were coming up with suggestions of what I could do and what they'd got at school I could use for visual aids. And I'm going to talk about the Children's Society. And I'm going to say hello to some family and friends. And then I'm going to throw some oat cakes to the crowd, I hope, because Staffordshire are famous for our oat cakes. And they don't actually get to many other places in the country. I think they're becoming more widespread now, but, you know, often outside of Staffordshire you can't buy them. And then I don't know what I might do. We'll have to see what time it is then.
Can you tell me more about the work the Children's Society does?
They want me to highlight today a current campaign of theirs called Outcry, which is they're campaigning to stop children who are immigrants to this country being kept in detention. It's sort of children and families who are asylum seekers or refugees, and they're kept in detention at the moment, and even the children are kept in detention, and it's very harsh conditions for a child, and they can be kept there for any length of time. So they want to campaign for these families with children to not have to be kept in detention. Because they said there's no evidence to show that if they aren't kept in detention, they would actually run away and hide, because they've got children, they want the children to have a schooling and have medical care, and so they don't go away and hide, but they could be just out there in the community without being locked up, because they said they're the only children that are allowed to be locked up in the United Kingdom, and it's something like 2,000 children, and it's also a huge cost to the taxpayer. So, you know, that's one of the sort of selling points for the campaign, really, is that it would be better for these people, be better for the children not to be locked up, and it wouldn't cost, hopefully, as much. I mean, they would have to be in some sort of scheme that was managed properly, but it wouldn't be as harsh conditions as being locked up like they are at the moment. And the other things that the Children's Society do, they help children who've run away from home. They help disabled children. They help sort of traveller families and gypsy children. They help children who are young carers. They help children whose parents are sort of drug or alcohol users, and where the children need support, you know, to deal with that.
And how are you going to get your message across with the current campaign?
I've got some very big boards that they've brought me to hold up. So I shall be showing those boards and probably talking to the people on the internet. I don't know whether the people in the crowd will hear everything I say.
Why did you want to take part in this project?
I'm another of these people. I read on the internet what other people have said, and I'm another of these people who, you know, saw the angel in the north, went and saw the sort of field for the British Isles that Anthony Gormley did, then went and saw the men standing on the beach at Crosby, Liverpool, and just, you know, really interested in the things that Anthony does. And so, you know, read about it in the Sunday paper and thought, yeah, I'll apply for that.
And how did you feel when you found out that you were coming down?
Surprised and excited. And I think, I mean, when I originally applied, I thought if I actually get offered a place, I may turn it down because I didn't think I would be brave enough to come and do it. But then once I'd been offered the place, I thought, no, it's silly. You know, I don't know whether I will be able to fill my hour. I'm quite worried about that. But, you know, I still wanted to take the opportunity.
What will you do if you do run out of things?
Start singing songs, dancing, I don't know. I mean, some people at church said to me, are you going to do a dance? So, I don't know. I have no music, but, you know.
What would you have done, do you think? Would you have taken part if you hadn't got in touch with the school and asked the school what they thought?
I don't know. My first thought when I knew I could take part was, who can I represent? Because I'd already been watching on the internet and seeing what other people did, and a lot of people were supporting different charities, and I thought, well, you know, I'm involved in charities myself, perhaps, you know, if I get in touch with them, they will want, you know, they'll be interested, and the Children's Society were very interested. So,
have you always been involved with voluntary work?
Only in a small way, you know. From church we used to go and visit a home for disabled adults, and that was, you know, one of the things that I did sort of regularly. Once a fortnight we used to go and do a small service for them. That home is now closed and those people have gone out into the community. They still visit our church on a Sunday, but, you know, we can't visit them where they are now. But I've been asked recently if I can now go and visit another unit where disabled people are, so I'm planning to start that soon. But it's just sort of small things like that.
What do you do when you're not working or engaged in voluntary activities?
Family mainly. I've got three daughters. One of them lives away from home in Northamptonshire, but the other two are local to where we live, and so we spend a lot of time with them. That takes up my time.
And have you brought any family with you today?
Yes, I've got my husband and my eldest daughter and my son-in-law.
What's been their reaction to you taking
part? They were excited. Very excited. Alison, very excited, my daughter. Yeah, so there was no question once I told them I'd got the place. They were going to do their damnedest to come. So they're here.
Mm. How would you describe yourself as a person?
I put reliable on when you choose the three words on the website. I put reliable and friendly. I can't remember what the third one was I put now. I like to think I'm reliable. If I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. I always try and be friendly. Some of the children we work with at school, you know, some people say, oh, I can't stand so and so, but I always try and find something good in everybody. And I do my job as a teaching assistant by being friendly to the children. I'm not very good at being strict and shouty. I used to be very giggly and vivacious, but now my daughter's that and I've quietened down. She's very much like I was when I was younger, but I seem to have steadied down now.
But your personality has changed?
Definitely, I'm definitely much quieter and more reserved than I used to be. I'm not so good at putting myself forward now. But I don't know why.
How are we talking about when you say you used to be more vivacious and giggly? When was that?
Well, I suppose probably until I had the children, actually. I think, you know, that when you've got more responsibility and, yeah, that probably. I don't know. I've never really thought about when. I just know I'm a lot shyer than I used to be.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Gosh, no, I was just answering your questions. Well, apart from, you know, thank you to Anthony Gormley and all the team for arranging this, because it's, you know, a fabulous idea. And although lots of people have sort of complained about, you know, it being boring, and it's different, isn't it? You know, it's good.
Thank you very much.